Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to
the show.
There
are weird noises. There are weird noises happening in my house, so.
I also have all of my windows open and both cats in the room.
And
so anything could happen, guys.
we're playing fast and loose with sound today. It's going to be quite fast.
Yeah, my husband's going to come home at some point in the middle of this, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I forgot to tell mine that I was recording when he went into the shower. I'm just assuming he's not going to want to talk to me at all. If he suddenly comes in at some point, it's just, well, that'll be rare, but yeah.
Special guest star.
Yes, married life with the Cassidy kids is basically two people sitting in different rooms, which is good. I think it's the key to a happy relationship.
Well, yeah, the only reason we sit in the same room is because we have an open floor plan.
Yeah,
if we didn't, we'd be in separate rooms.
Yeah, we've got extra rooms. We've got an open floor plan, and then we've got extra rooms so that we can have like buffer zones between us, as well as different rooms to be. There's like a communal area that we pass through on the way to see each other, and that means we have time to change our minds. Like, go to the other room. And go, do you really want to talk? Do you really want to talk to him? No, actually, you know what? I don't need to
change our minds.
Can I go back in the other room now and be by myself?
Oh boy.
Oh. 12 years of marriage, guys. Happy marriage. That's what you do.
That's how it works. And you only communicate via chat.
Yeah. Well, I still haven't managed to convince him to have his Discord chat open so I can chat with him when he's on the computer. But I have to do that at some point.
Oh, that's great. Mm. So little recap from last week. Right after they listened to the show, Closet in Canada wrote to us asking, decluttering, is it worth it? I feel like this is the wrong crowd.
I don't know. It depends on what...
I think it really is, at least for the extent that if you think you're going to move any time in your future at all...
Right?
As soon as you move, you realize how much fucking crap you have.
Oh my god. It's the worst. You realize how much fucking little crap you have. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're military and we move a lot, we would always, like, have everything packed up, and then everything that didn't get packed up by the movers would, like, get shuffled into a bag and thrown in somebody's dumpster.
Yeah.
Like, you do a quick drive-by at night, and you're like, oops, I'm not here.
That's so illegal. You definitely didn't do that, Brandon, did you know? That's just something that you might have thought of doing, but you didn't do it. We moved a couple, like 2 months after my first child was born, which was just a fucking nightmare.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't do anything, because I was stuck on a chair breastfeeding the entire time. So I just said, okay, you hire move. If we're gonna move, I'm not involved. This is nothing to do with me. So I just held onto the baby and cried. And the moving people came in, and of course they. Oh, this is a good story. I forgot about this story. Oh, Jesus Christ. So the moving guys moved everything, and they just unpacked all of our drawers and things and put all of the things that are in our drawers into boxes and took it home. And it was only when I was unpacking the dresser for our bedroom that I realized I had a dildo in there. and so the unpacking guys had carefully taken it out and put it in a box. And I was just like, oh god, that's so embarrassing. I would have put it in something that they didn't like. It wasn't even like, it was just in there loose too. It wasn't even in a box or anything like that. Like,
if it makes you feel better, I am like 9,000% sure that that is not the worst thing they've ever come across.
Probably not. Oh dear, I hadn't used it in years. It was just like,
I'm sure that will bring them great comfort as they pack a dusty dildo.
Yes, exactly.
it's almost dusty as good as when our house was broken into, they stole my vibrator out of my nightstand. It was in a nice box, so I can only imagine that they were just like looking for anything that looked valuable. Surprise,
oh
guys!
Oh, it could be very valuable to their girlfriends or to them.
Hey, it was a nice vibrator, okay? No, I think it's really important to consider... I'm sorry. It is, if you're ever gonna move, like, worry about decluttering, or if you suspect you might move in the next year, start decluttering now.
Like, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Now. Which is funny because I think Closet in Canada is either selling or just sold.
Oh, yeah,
their
I think
house.
She just got a house or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah. I think they're in the process of moving. So I think if she's listening, and I know she will be, declutter now.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Spend your entire escarole period.
I just like whenever I try and declutter my office, it's just like there's so much stationery in here. I've got so much stationery, and I'm just like, oh, I haven't used all of this, but I'm definitely not throwing it out because it sparks a hell of a lot of joy. I love my stationery. I'm keeping it.
Oh, I love stationery.
It's like me and journals. I have so many journals. I don't fucking use them. I just like them. Mm.
I got like a bunch of these really gorgeous leather bound journals for Christmas. The husband got me a couple of them, and then I got one from a friend, and they've got like the really nice paper inside, and the pages are all blank, and they're super well bound, and I never know what to do with those because they're so nice.
Well, that's like, my problem. Yeah. I get journals because they're really nice, and then I don't want to touch them because I'm like, this is for something really special, aka I will never, ever in my life use it.
I know. Like, well, it's even worse. Like, I can't use the tricks that I use for getting past that paralysis with my Moleskines, because I'll just open them up and number all the pages. And that, for some reason, helps if I number the pages. But I don't want to number these pages. They're so nice.
Yeah, they're too pretty.
They're way too pretty.
I've got that A4 leather one that I gave you a version of in hot pink, I think it was, Brandon.
Mine's green. Mine's green.
Oh, that's right. It was some sort of electric colour. And yeah, it's got refills, so it's very easy to use that one. But then I've got a whole heap of other ones that I don't use because they're too pretty. But
oh, yeah.
I've also got this great... I've actually got a great selection of just Officeworks ones, which are like crappy leather. They're very cheap, actually. They've got them in like packs of six. And they're A5 size, you know, the one below A4.
Yeah, so I like A5 little, better. Fit in it. I had to investigate what A4 and A5 was this week. I forgot the difference.
But yeah, and they're just like, they've got a little rubber band that keep them shut and stuff. And they're just crappy. And they're so cheap and crappy, but they're pretty. So I don't feel bad about that. And they're hot pink.
Yes!
I'll take a photo of the one I've got on my desk at the moment, which is very messy, and I'll show it to you guys. But they're hot pink, and they so you don't lose them very easily, and just good stuff. Anyway, we were talking about decluttering, weren't we? We weren't talking about notebooks, but
it's related.
You can bring into your life.
It's very related.
It's very related. I think also like it depends on your background too. Like, I know that the husband and I, because we grew up pretty poor, we were used to living in households where people, like, just hang on to things. Now, let me be clear, like, I didn't grow up a hoarder. And my grandparents are kind of borderline hoarders, but they also, like, were also poor. So, like, they have a whole basement full of canned goods that I don't think anyone's ever going to eat. But,
Well, when the apocalypse comes, you'll be grateful for that.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. And I think that was my grandmother's mentality, like her whole life. but we've come at it from very different places, because I was used to, when I grew up, you didn't throw things away if it could be repaired and used, or if it was possible that somebody else would find it useful. Like, clothes got passed down to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was owned by one single person. And like, the husband grew up the same way, but whereas it's taken me years to break out of that habit, he will just throw things away. So when we do have to declutter, I will say, okay, this is the area I want decluttered, and then I walk away.
That's good.
If I don't take something with me, I run the risk of it being thrown out.
Yes. No, that's it. I mean, we regularly do the kids' room, because, of course, kids just accumulate toys, especially like, we live in a fairly affluent area. All of our kids' friends are fairly affluent. So you have a birthday party, and the kids get 40 presents every year. Like, so that's 80, for me, I've got two kids, that's 80 presents a year, which is 80 toys, some of which have not even come out of their packets. So, like, I've got a cupboard full of these packeted toys that my kids have absolutely forgotten about, because the only things they're interested in on their birthday are video games. So I just have all these toys, and when we just take them to St. Vinny's and we give them away, but it's full on the amount of crap you accumulate when there are two children.
And if you do like fast food restaurants and stuff, like McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
We were like covered in McDonald's toys for the longest time.
They're the biggest seller of toys in the world. Did you know that? I suppose everyone knows that now. But yeah, they sell more toys than any other place in the world.
Oh. I did not know
that. So there you go.
Interesting. Mm.
Interesting McDonald's facts with Imogen. I know a lot of them because I used to work there.
What is in the Big Mac sauce? No, don't. Let's not get into that now.
we actually don't know what's in it because it comes in cans.
I know.
And stick into guns. It's the best fun. They've got like these. Well, I don't know. This is back when I was doing it because I know they've changed everything now because of food fucking safety or something stupid like that. But they've got a like it's like a can. Like, you guys have cans of cheese, so it's similar to that sort of thing. It's like and there's a gun, which is like a, it's basically shaped like a Nerf gun, and you slot the can of cheese into this Nerf gun, and then it punctures it, and it puts out the right amount of sauce every time you use it. And, there are a couple of occasions where we did, after closing, have Big Mac sauce fights.
They're probably like, what are they, like cookie presses, where you just squeeze the handle?
Yeah. And the handle goes down a certain amount, and it squishes the back of the can down a certain amount to poke out this specifically tailored measure of Big Mac sauce, which is, I think, cheese and pickle. It's cheese and pickle and mustard and something, I think, is what's in it.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. It's disgusting.
It's foul. Yeah, I think it comes in bags now, like in big, clear plastic bags, which is even grosser.
The other thing I miss about McDonald's is the big boxes of lard, because they've now switched to vegetable oil. There was a big scandal when people found out all these vegetarians were going to McDonald's and eating fries.
Uh-huh.
And they were cooked in, the fries were, this is 25 years ago, cooked in beef lard. So
yep.
not vegetarian, but they were the best things. Like, they came in these boxes. They were just big boxes full of solid white fat.
Yeah. Well, I worked at Outback Steakhouse for a long time, and then I used to clean fryers twice a day.
Yeah,
they fry all the chips, and the lard would come in like the big white block. So after you cleaned it all up, you had to like suck it out this vacuum and run this really toxic substance through it to clean it out.
Yes,
and then
it smelled gross.
Oh, it was so bad. And if you breathed it, it could kill you. Like
yeah. We had to put a mask on to do that one.
Yep, and it was like super fine powder too, so it got in the air and it was a great big mess. But it came in lard, like in big blocks, and you just would put it in and watch it melt. And
it was so satisfying.
It was.
It's like that bit in Emily where she sticks her hand in the beans. I used to do that with the lard. There's a bit in Emily, the movie, you know, that Emily, and she puts it. She talks about the sensation of putting your hand into a full bag of, you know, dry beans or rice.
Oh,
you know that feeling
okay.
where you just
yeah.
put it, and it's a great feeling. It's something that you shouldn't do.
It's the same thing why kids jump in ball pits, you know?
exactly that. Well, it's way more satisfying with a big block of lard. I'll tell you that much. Just take your fingers in it. It's great. Have we disgusted Claire out of the podcast?
I've never worked food service, so I have literally.
Oh, yeah. See, I can only do that if I have gloves on. Like, otherwise, it gets like under my fingernails and stuff, and it would drive me crazy. But
yeah, I know. I had gloves on. Otherwise, well, I probably would have been fired if I didn't do it with gloves on. But yeah,
I also think like not to get back. If you're gonna declutter, there's good. I've seen a lot of tips and tricks on how to like decide what needs to go. And another thing we do when we move is if anything has stayed in boxes during the duration of our stay in one house, like if we didn't unpack it ever, it's gone.
Yeah,
it just goes. And there, I've seen tricks for doing that with your clothes too, like turning your hangers around and seeing what you do and don't wear. And
yeah, there's like putting like a green dot on them or something like that. Everything that's still got a green dot on at the end of the season, you chuck.
Yeah, some people just turn the hook around so that
the
hangers go in. I couldn't do that because all my hangers have to be plastic, white, and facing the same direction.
I have a husband who works in business, so he does dry cleaning, which means we have so many wire coat hangers
Wire coat hangers do not come into this house.
I wish that they didn't come into mine, but we've got literally like six cupboards full of the fuckers. And every now and then I go, Murray, can you take some of them back? And he does. But because there's so many of them, we can't take them all back in one trip. We have to come. So he'll take That's one hilarious. Trip of them back and then not take the next one. Yeah, anyway, that would be the biggest decluttering job I think we would have here, is getting rid of hangers.
Oh, that's hilarious. Nice. Which brings us around to our topic today, which is, I called it pink collar crime.
Pink collar crime. Okay.
Pink collar crime. Pink collar labor has been on my mind a lot this week. And when the questions came in, they all just kind of lined up with it. So the first one that came in, also from Closeted in Canada, was, what does fair division of household chores look like?
I honestly think it looks different depending on who you're with.
I do too. I think it should look different from family to family.
Absolutely. You can't just say, cut it straight down the middle and say, you do this half and you do that half. I always struggle with this one because I'm at home.
Yeah.
And the husband is at work. So obviously the lion's share has to go to me because I have more time. But that said, sometimes it just feels like the lion's share is too much. So
exactly.
But is it?
I would say it should fall somewhere on, who has the time for it? I think we're all in the case where we all have the most time for it. But it's just, one, what's overwhelming for you? So don't do more than that. And then also, I guess, what makes you still feel like you're valued? I don't know how to say that exactly. Like, I like having Travis do stuff more because, not because I couldn't do it, but because having him help out with that makes it feel like it's not just assumed that I will tidy everything around the house or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. I will purposely leave chores that I don't want to do for other people because I do the lion's share of the work. Mm-hmm. You know, so since I do most of the chores, I'm like, I'm not fucking taking that trash out. you can take the food trash out yourselves.
Yeah. We've just got to a point with the kids where we can actually get them to clean their rooms properly. Like, as in, like, not just, I'll just move a few things around and then say it's clean.
Everything goes under the bed.
Yes, well, that's the good thing about the beds that they've got. They've got big drawers under their bed, so it's legitimately allowed to go under the bed. We got a cleaner when the kids were very young because I just couldn't do breastfeeding and childcare for two kids and all the housework.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get rid of the cleaner. So I'm a bit lazy in that regards, but they come in once a week and they do like a mop and they do the floors and the bath, things that I really hate.
I don't find that lazy at all. I know a lot of people that do that. And when we did it while I was in school, because when I go back to school, I don't have the time to do all the little day-to-day chores that get done.
Yeah.
We would have someone come in once a week and they would scrub the bathrooms and do the floors and the windows and, you know, like the stuff that you just don't have time to do because you're busy doing the stuff that has to be done every day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, cooking and cleaning to the point of, you know, getting all the crap that the kids have left on the floor off the floor.
Yeah.
Or you, and tidying surfaces and cooking stuff and getting rid of the dishes and
Exactly.
Because doing laundry, cooking meals. Yeah,
it also kept me honest because they don't do laundry and they don't do dishes. And like that's very specific in their contract. So the day that they come, you have to like hurry around. And people would make fun of me. I was like, "Oh, I'm getting ready for the housekeeper to come." And they're like, "Why are you cleaning your house for your housekeeper?" I'm like, "Because they don't do everything."
That's exactly what I do. Like Thursday morning is run around like a mad thing and do other things that you have to do to get so that they can actually get to stuff to clean. There's no point in having a sinkful of dishes if that means that they don't clean. They won't clean the sink. Like, they can't clean the sink if it's full of dishes, so you need to get the dishes out of the sink. Yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but yeah. So I think that it does depend on... It also depends on what you can what you can physically do as well.
Yeah.
There are a couple of chores that I can't physically do that Murray can because he's just bigger and taller and stronger.
Travis does lawn mowing because my back is bad and I'll throw it out if I had to do it. Yeah.
Just rip it all up and put stones down. That's what you do.
It would be a lot to rip up.
You get a big yard.
It would cost so much to get that much stone.
We don't have much yard. I would like to rip it all out and put stones down because he's not mowing it and I'm not gonna.
Yeah. We live in inner city Sydney, so we have a strip of dirt that's about 3 inches wide.
We've got about a couple of plants.
Oh, wow.
I think you'd have to with all those dogs.
Yeah.
The other thing that Murray takes care of is the pool because it's kind of a bit like science. So that's his field. Thanks. take little samples of water in to get tested to make sure my kids don't jump into a.
I've noticed also that mold. People in the division of labor, people tend to gravitate towards the things that they like doing. And I know that my husband has a couple chores he likes doing because they make him feel like a handyman, you know.
Oh.
Because we were both raised by single mothers, so he feels like he missed out on being taught by his paternal figure or whatever how to do different things around the house, like change things and fix things and stuff. So he takes a lot of pride in like fixing the sink and stuff that some people take for granted that they learned how to do.
Mario likes doing that sort of stuff as well. I mean, he's a Lego fan, and so he does all the plumbing and stuff, which is good because, I mean, but the thing is that all those jobs make a mess as well. Like, they will make a mess.
Yep.
But they have to be done, so what can you do?
Exactly.
What can you do?
But I got into a discussion this week because I saw someone talking about, like, and what they were talking about was choice feminism, but what they ended up calling it was like pro-wife feminism.
Oh, yeah, fucking
pro-wife feminism.
I didn't understand it.
There's this whole, and I don't identify as a feminist, but I believe in feminist ideals anyway. That's a discussion for another time. But basically what they were saying was that women now are like, oh, if I decide it's a feminist act, it can be a feminist act, you know? And they're like, but no, putting on lipstick and heels doesn't make you a feminist, you know? Just like being pro-wife doesn't make you a feminist. And they were talking about how choice feminism is what it's called. And everybody thinks that their choice is feminist because they get to make it without examining, without examining the circumstances that confine you to those choices. And I really got mad at this pro-wife feminism thing. Like, they were really down on it, how like if you like being a wife, you're not feminist or you're regressive or something like that, you know, was my takeaway from it. And I was like, well, that's kind of you know, like I'll give you the lipstick and the high heels and stuff like that, but I mean, why are we crapping on people who find value in staying at home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't.
Well, I was more confused. I don't know. I mean, I feel were crapping on people who decide to get married. Why is that wrong?
Yeah, that was my main thing. I was like, why are we hating on people? The thing that really gets me is, on one hand, we want marriage equality. Like, that's a big pet political issue. And then on the other hand, like, we're crapping on people for getting married. And I'm like, what is going on here? this doesn't make sense to me.
I'm so tired. Make sense of it. So I was just like, whatever. And I just stopped thinking about it.
Yeah, it was just driving me nuts, though. And I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I get to stay home, that I stay home because of a lot of different privileges that we have. Like, my husband makes enough money in the military for me to be able to do that. I mean, we're not rich by any means, but we live comfortably paycheck to paycheck, like most people in our tax bracket do, you know?
When you get paid, that is.
When you get paid. Oh, we've been getting paid. you can't demand as much of the military as America does and then just like not pay us, apparently. But
oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. I thought that it meant everyone in the military wasn't getting paid as well.
It's different every time. I really just
well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's like, it's never the
easy
same.
Easy to predict.
Twice.
Oh god.
But
the fact that you had to say it's different every time is terrifying.
I had a friend the other day, they're like, or this last time when it first started, they're like, you're having a shutdown again? This is the third one since I've known you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. We got completely derailed, but like I get to stay, I can stay home because we can afford that. The cost of my driving and the takeout and all the different things that we would have to do to accommodate me having a part-time job isn't worth my getting a job. Like I probably couldn't bring enough home to justify it. So I stay home and I clean the house and we don't hire a housekeeper and I make dinners at home and things like that. But not everybody does it for that reason. Like some people, well, for similar reasons, some people can't afford to get childcare for their three children while they go out and get a job, you know?
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why I didn't go back to work after Miranda was born was just because the cost for childcare for me would have been 3/4 of my salary.
Wow. Yep.
Had I gone back to work. And I was just like, what? Why would you bother?
Well, exactly.
Why? I mean, I'm literally going to be taking home, you know, under $10,000 or whatever it was, and I won't have any time to spend with my child. So why the hell, like the payoff was just stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't good. When I was active duty, it was the same way. Like my rent and my childcare took 3/4 of my paycheck.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's some people who can't afford to do the other. Like there's some people who actually just need to live on that. One third of your income, because that's the only income you get. Whereas you and I are lucky enough that we had able-bodied partners who could do the work.
And my husband,
my husband's earning capacity is so much better than mine. So it's like he was never going to be the one to stay home. It's like, you know, you can have 2/3 of his salary, which is a lot more than us. Well, a lot more than about 3 times my salary, so I'm not gonna.
My husband has a pretty good. He has a better concept of equal division of labor than I do, because I tend to fall into that mindset of devaluing pink collar labor, and he doesn't. In fact, he even factors in things like we've talked about emotional labor and things like that before, and he always reminds me that he's like, you are providing so much of the emotional support of this family, because he's more introverted than I am, and like sometimes he needs to be drawn out so that he can figure out how to talk about things and stuff. And so he has a really good concept of what is equal. And even when I don't think I'm contributing enough, he's like, you have no idea how much you contribute. So I'm really grateful there.
He's a good dude, your boy. He's good.
I think I'll keep him.
Oh, Claire, what's going on your end of the world? You're very quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just tired or something.
I was too, but I had some Scottish tablet before we came on.
Oh, God.
2 pieces of it, so like, I'm pumped. I'll crash right after this. But
you need to send some to Claire through the USB. You need to explain to our few listeners who don't know the Scottish tablet.
Oh, Scottish
saga,
tablet.
What
is
it is?
Oh, okay. It's, and I got yelled at for calling it this. I was like, it's like butter fudge, because it's not soft like fudge. It has like this little snap to it, but as soon as you bite into it, it dissolves in your mouth, so it feels like fudge. Mm-hmm. But it's like basically sugar, butter, milk, and sugared milk. Like made into a block.
It's interesting that
made into a block candy.
I can't imagine it's
so good, but it's like the first candy I've discovered that I have to eat in very small quantities. I super recommend it. It's really good, but I mean, I'll, when this podcast is over, I'm probably going to crash into a coma. Closet in Canada asks, why is no one living up to my standards? I'm being so reasonable. I thought this was a good one for us.
Oh my god.
Why is everyone else in the world wrong? Which is probably not what she meant, but that's how I took it.
It's okay. She's wrong, obviously, and you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that everyone else in the world is wrong. Oh god. I've just been I can't say anything. Okay, I'm going to have to cut this because I can't say anything about what I want to say because I told my writers group last night about this podcast, so some of them might listen to it.
Here, I'll talk in your place.
Okay, do that.
The writers in my fucking senior year advanced fiction writing class, I hated all of them. Which was fair because I think they hated me because I was the only one writing like fantasy and shit.
Oh god!
But yeah, they were all super rich, and so I was always like, "What the fuck is happening in this story?" Like, there's this one where she kept focusing on her mom's thigh gap, and I'm like, "Is that what small children talk about?"
What? A small child?
Yeah, because it was like a story about her when she was like little, and it's like. Her rich banker father was never around and her mom's thigh gap. And I was like, what is this story?
Oh my god, though, that's like, I don't even know if that's a rich person problem kind of thing, because obviously you two know that Baby Bi was sick for a very long time in residential care. Mm-hmm. And we learned through a lot of the classes that we had to go through and the therapy that we went through that like kids are, especially girls, are like learning younger and younger and younger that they're supposed to appreciate things like thigh gaps. And so like kids that are like 4 and 5 and 6 are like, oh, but my thighs touch. I'm like, yeah, that's because you have chubby baby fat and they're supposed to.
Like, yeah, but it was just weird because this would have been, I mean, when they would have been a kid, that would have been the 80s.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Were thigh gaps even a thing back then?
I don't know. It was just weird to me because I was like, I literally don't think I've ever looked at my mom's thigh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, most people, their thighs touch because there's muscle there. Like, that's your thigh. That's the purpose it serves. That's why it's there.
I just, it's funny because I know that Closet of Candace said, why doesn't anyone live up to my standards? Now I'm beginning to realize that. It's possible that everyone else around me is going, why the hell isn't Imogen living up to our standards?
Oh, I know I'm not living. I know people are like, what is wrong with this kid?
Yeah, that's not new information for me. Like, I'm sure people
are always distinctly, I don't know, in my own world.
Not living up to your potential.
Oh, fuck. And I went to an all-girls school and I somehow managed to entirely miss the and sorry, Brandon, and a bit of a trigger warning for anyone who has had one. I managed to sidestep the entire eating disorder club. There was one. So it was just really fascinating to me when I got out of high school because I literally never talked to these girls. Like there were a bunch of them, and I know now post high school it was a massive problem. But yeah, I don't know how I managed to avoid it. I just sidestepped it by being a nerd, I think, which was really good.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was a nerd or various mental problems.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a problem while I was in the middle of it. Like I didn't have words for what it was at the time. Like I'd been through health class and watched the Karen Carpenter story, but I was like, yeah, but I'm not Karen Carpenter. I'm not like crying over lettuce here, you know? So I didn't think I had an eating disorder, and I've never been like except at the height of my illness, I had never been like super skinny. And if you're not super skinny, a lot of people don't acknowledge your eating disorder.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, well, I think that sparked in my head because of the standards idea. And
yeah,
I mean, if you've got good standards, like, you know, I want people to be kind and appreciative and creative and you know, probably a little bit good looking. they're reasonable standards. But yeah, if your standards are you need to kiss the ground that I walk on and Well, again, reasonable for some, but not for all.
That's actually a good point, though. Like, I think what's reasonable to some is... how am I trying to say this? Like, some people expect you to treat them a certain way without doing anything to earn that kind of respect and treatment. And then there's the people out there who are like, I'm going to treat you this way because I'm a good person, you know? And
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people who expect and demand a certain level of treatment, and then there's people who get it because they're, like, people that you respect and want to be nice to.
Yes. There was a great... Someone summed it up really, really well on Tumblr.
Yes.
Because you know, that's such a good website, and I can't remember the exact wording of it, but it was along the lines of respect is something you get... it was something along the lines of people who demand respect when they don't give it. Shitheads. I don't know. They put it so much better than me.
It was something like your level of humanity or something. Like, I don't know. People expect this from you because they respect your humanity or they want to be your equal, and these people presume they're better than you. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's okay for people to be substandard around you, so long as you don't go, okay, well, you can do one of two things. You can like lower yourself down to their level, which is not a great idea, or just berate them for not being at your level, which is also bad. So,
What do they say on Archer? ABBA, always belittling and berating. You get to a place and you're like, are people really this awful, or do I just need to take a rest? Like, do I need a cup of coffee and a nap? Or am I off my meds?
I can tell by your text messages now whether you're on your meds or not. I think
we've known each other that long.
Yeah, after 8.5 years, I'm like, yeah, oh, she used that word again.
Taking your meds, Brandon.
I do get really repetitive with words when I am meds. I say the same thing again and again, and I ask the same question over and over with no comprehension that I've already asked it.
Oh God, no, I do that too, but usually just when I'm tired or drunk. I'm sorry, I'm so flat today. Oh God, I'm flat.
No,
today.
It's okay.
Can we turn this into a Kingdom Hearts podcast for
me? Well, I mean, I think you're the only one.
Yeah, I was gonna say it'll be me being like, yeah, those Disney characters.
Yay!
Shout out to Rosie because I had to stop playing Kingdom Hearts to record. So yeah, it's a bit much really. I haven't even got to the first boss yet. Anyway,
that's my
video gaming for today.
Our next question from Closet in Canada is, why am I so goddamn cranky? Immediately followed with, sorry.
that's the most Canadian thing I've ever heard.
Right?
I think, have you taken your meds, Closet in Canada?
Are you drinking enough water?
Have you been outside in the last 24 hours? Oh, yes.
Or at all.
Yeah, that too. This is pretty much the worst thing that happened to me, to not be able to sleep, because I get so fucking cranky when I haven't had enough sleep.
What? No, you know, it doesn't show. Kind of like how no one can tell when I haven't taken my meds. Oh, boy. They do go on to, why is my shower curtain crooked, and other common annoyances that we complain about but never fix.
She's talking about one of those shower curtains that's on a metal rail, right?
Yeah,
that's on like...
Yeah.
Like, some of them are fixed to the wall, but others are just like those pressure...
Floating.
Yeah, those pressure floating ones, you know, where you just move it to the length you need it.
Oh, yeah, I know those ones, yeah. Yeah. But the ones that, they're usually only when you've got the shower that falls into the bathtub, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because our shower is separate to the bathtub, so we don't have that problem. So that's my solution for you, Canada.
Have enough money to
redo your bathroom. Just rip it out, get a new one. I mean, I want to do that with mine anyway, but yeah, God, renovations.
I hate shower curtains. Like, I hate showers with a curtain. They make me feel so claustrophobic.
See, I feel more claustrophobic you can't see with out the of glass because it's solid and I'm like, I can't move.
The curtain like fans inward and touches me and it freaks me out. Like I can't deal with the curtain touching me.
I always have the plastic liners and I think most of them now are like weighted at the bottom or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so. even our liner does it. Like it just sucks into the shower, mm-hmm. even with the magnets on the bottom and stuff. But I have the kind that you wash. So it's cloth. But
well, we got a cloth one on the outside and then a liner on the inside.
Yeah, like we have two liners, like the inside liner and then the decorative pretty one that everyone sees on the outside.
Has it got Jeff Goldblum on it? I saw one that had Jeff Goldblum.
No, it has a
so fucking badly.
It has a big kraken.
Even though we don't have one.
It's a big
awesome.
Yeah, it's a big kraken.
Yeah, actually that's probably one of the ones I tried to talk Travis into that he wasn't having.
Oh,
it's fine. Travis. We got something else, and fun? Then it got ruined by something, and now we have a dog.
Wasn't a dog.
A hole in one of the bath mat. So
what? We had someone come in because my husband was like, I don't know how to decorate, and I want to decorate the house. I was like, whatever, dude, you do you. And so he had someone come in and advise us. And she looked around. She's like, you have all these beautiful windows. Why don't you have curtains? And I pointed at the cats.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, they're going to kill themselves on these blinds as it is.
Yeah. Can we circle back to showers? I mean, this can possibly segue into a sin of the week as well, but I just want to ask about showers because this is something that...
Please do.
I'm always fascinated by, and it's probably going to sound weird and pervy, so just
prepare. Well, I assume once you said it could edge into the sin of the week.
Yeah, now I'm super invested now. Now I need to know. We need to talk about this, and we've only got 18 minutes to do it.
No, I figure this might be our closer. What do you do? What is your process when you get into the shower? I want to know. What steps you take? How do you wash your body?
I can tell you.
You're asking two different questions, though. You're asking, what do you do to get into the shower, and what is your showering process?
Let's assume that you're going to have a shower. Let's get past the fact that
I turn on the air vent. I turn on the shower so that the water's actually warm by the time I get in. I brush my hair, get undressed, get in, get my hair wet, put on conditioner, let the conditioner sit while I shave armpits and shit, and wash conditioner out, put on shampoo, shave everywhere else, soap, all that good shit, and get out and dry.
Wait, did you just say you shampoo after you condition?
You condition first?
Nope.
What? What? Why?
Because then the conditioner gets to sit in there for a while, and you really shouldn't. You shouldn't be conditioning up by the top of your head, anyways. And that's mostly where I'm going to be shampooing, because that's where all the oils and shit are.
Okay. Interesting.
You have very healthy hair.
I have very healthy hair. I get compliments.
I have never heard of anyone conditioning first. Though.
Yeah, that's
never.
That's new to me too. Interesting.
I mean, it's partly because conditioner always makes, if I do it second, it always makes my hair feel extra greasy or something. I don't know. I don't like
Interesting.
It. So I always do it first because then it's easier for me to leave in for a while and get proper.
Do you wash your hair every time you shower?
Yes, but I will disclose to the entire world right now, I only shower every time.
You just cut out for that. So
you did too, so like your secret safe.
Your secret safe. Hear what you said?
I said I only
It did it again! It did it again!
Well, it's my secret now.
You'll be able to hear it because I heard
I
it this time.
It. Now it's a secret.
You'll have to wait
That's
until
amazing.
Editing.
Yeah. And it'll come out because I'll be able to hear it on your recording, but not on ours. That's hilarious.
You'll take care of it in post.
I will. I'll bleep it out for you. That's great. I love it. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
That's funny.
All right, now, Brandon.
Oh, okay. See, getting into the shower, like leading up to getting into the shower is a whole different ballgame. But once I get in, everything is very methodical. Mm-hmm. I shampoo and like I have psoriasis right now, so like my shampooing process is very involved. I shampoo twice, and then I condition, and I also have to put the conditioner in my scalp because it's for psoriasis. So I put that in, leave that in, and then I shave everything.
Everything.
Except for like my arms, because I am Native American and we don't get a lot of body hair. And so when I'm done with that, then I rinse my hair, wash my face, because I have to wash. When you wash your hair, stuff gets on your face. So it makes no sense to wash my face until I've washed my hair.
I always do my face last. Okay.
Yeah. So then I do that. And then I soap, do the soaping thing, and then I'm done. Yep.
Okay. And you, do you wash your hair every time you shower?
No.
No. Yeah, only, so you've got a lot of very thick, long hair. Well, you used to.
I used to, hair, but yeah. Even short, it's really thick. And it's not good for you anyway. And when I had really long hair, I conditioned it almost every time. But I didn't wash it.
Did you always get it wet? Do you always get it wet, even if you don't wash it with shampoo and conditioner?
If I don't wash it, I don't get it wet. No.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. So this is just fulfilling a lot of my.
I have to do every single part of my showering routine every single time I take a shower or a dress.
Well. When I go to the gym, I have to. Like, I can't.
Yeah, because you're sweating.
Because I'm sweaty and gross, and my scalp is just a mess right now. Yay, eczema! But, yeah, I don't wash it every time. And when it was really long, it was just too much of a pain to wash every time. Yeah. So I really would only wash my hair, like, twice a week.
So now I feel filthy.
It's okay.
I can tell you what happens with me. I have really short showers, and everyone says that I have really short showers for a girl because I don't often shave, and I only wash my hair once a week, if that, sometimes once every week and a half. But I do like everything that involves water, I do while in the shower. So I get in, I wash myself, my body with soap, and then I brush my teeth in the shower, and then I leave. So it's me. But washing the hair takes a lot longer.
I can't even fathom brushing my toothbrush.
I mean, I've just got my toothbrush next to me in the shower recess. It just means I don't have to worry about going to the sink.
I'm capable of taking a fast shower. I mean, I was in the military, and at boot camp, you get like a minute and a half to do everything you need to do. And in fact, our Sunday routine, they would give us, you know, they'd give us like a 4-hour window and be like, you can shower anytime you want from this time to this time. You know, so we would just go in and do it. But the rest of the time we had like 20 minutes to get in, go to the bathroom, get showered, get dried off, get cleaned up, get our pajamas on, and get back into the compartment. And so that counted down to about maybe 2 minutes of water.
Shower time.
Yeah, not even hot water, just water.
Cold water shower.
It was the worst.
I actually like cold water showers, and I take them every time it's the summer.
I do, but not in February.
Well, yeah,
in Illinois.
Like not in not during certain times.
Not right now. For example.
I'll tell you right now. When I was visiting you in Hawaii, every time it was a nice cold shower because I was like, oh, I'm so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of, we gotta replace we gotta deal with our upstairs shower. the one that guests use. It's become slow draining. And
you mean the
shower drain. The actual shower drain. Yeah. So like it backs up while you're in the shower right now.
Yeah.
And we didn't think anything of it because we don't use it, but she's the only one that uses that bathroom right now. And she just didn't think to tell us how bad it was.
Oh god. until the water came down the stairs.
What? No, it's not that bad, thank goodness. And I went in the other day to one of my cats ate something from the spare room where we keep our craft stuff, and then proceeded to uneat it. I went in to throw it away, and the shower is like, there's like a circle in the middle you can see where the water hits directly. And then everything else is really gross and scuzzy, and the tension rod shelf we have in there, like you can't see the difference between it and the floor of the shower. because it's covered in the same gunk, so we have to figure out how to we're gonna have to like auger out that drain or something. It's so nasty. I'm like,
so gross.
That's definitely a chore I'm not doing.
Oh yeah, that's, I have to tell you, that's a Travis designated chore, is clearing out the drain. Especially because yeah. I make sure to, I really brush the shit out of my hair before I take a shower, so I get yeah. all the stray hairs out. Where he yeah. definitely doesn't. Mm.
And it's a grated drain, so like it traps the hair automatically.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm sure like she has a lot of hair, like I had a lot
well, yeah,
of hair.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, is like it traps all yeah. the hair and then it just gets yeah. clogs up the drain.
Yeah. So I mean we're really good about cleaning hair out of the drain and stuff, but I mean when you've got that much hair.
Yeah, every time I wash my hair I pull the stuff out.
Yeah.
Afterwards, so
I don't, because it grosses yeah, me out and I can't do it. I just like can't.
Oh, it's so nasty though.
It is still pretty gross.
Travis is like, it's just hair. You touch hair, I'm like, I can't. Once it's wet, I cannot.
It's not just hair though. It's hair and shampoo and skin cells and admit that you pee in the shower. Just do it right now. Just I pee in the shower and it's all of that, like all gunked up in it. Everything you rinse out. So it's not just hair.
No, it's not just hair.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's soap scum, too.
It's, yeah, it's like a disgusting animal that you're pulling out of the drain.
Yeah.
Can I tell if I'm...
Labor, that's a Travis job right there.
Yeah, I don't care if you pay someone to get it done. I'm not doing it.
It's got to get it done. I've done it. We that's not one that... It's not a Murray job. We've both done it. We just do it whenever it overflows. Can I tell you a funny bathroom story? Before we go, which was hilarious. We left my kids about 2 years ago with my mum to go out because, oh, wow, that's amazing. And they were probably 8 and 6 years old.
Okay.
And she sent them upstairs. And my mum's very, she's got a really bad back, so she can't really go upstairs very easily. And the kids' room and the bathroom is upstairs for them. So she sent them up to have a bath. And she did it without supervising them, and that's all cool. We're fine with that. They're perfectly capable of doing that, except that this particular occasion, my mum was sitting downstairs watching TV, and the roof above her started to leak.
Oh no!
and she'd been hearing like sort of squeals of fun and laughter from the bathroom for the last couple of hours. So she sort of went, okay, what's going on up there? Did the thing that she shouldn't do and climbed the stairs to see, and there's a hallway outside our bathroom. It was quite long. It goes the whole length of the house and it's wooden floorboards.
Oh, no.
And the kids...
Some of you are ahead of us.
The kids were using it as a slip and slide.
Yes! Yes! Down. I knew it!
And of course, it wasn't sealed, so the water was coming down in our living room, which was great. Anyway, that's the story of why I don't care if my kids don't have a bath or not. I don't trust those little fuckers anywhere near water. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I think bathing is overrated. Like, really, all you got to do is clean the germy parts of you regularly. Yes. You know, like with a wet washcloth or something. And but when baby Bi was young, because I was single, like we would take our showers together, like from the time she was a little baby, I would shower, I would hold her in the shower, and we'd just get it all done at once. And by the time she was about 5, I think, I was like, okay, you're getting too old for this. You're gonna bathe on your own now. And she didn't want to. She didn't want to bathe on her own, and so she decided she wasn't going to bathe, period. And at first we fought with her. We were like, no, you're going to take a bath. And we were talking to one of the teachers at her school, and they were like, well, just make it her choice. Don't make her take a bath. Like, see how long it goes. And I was like, okay. Because in my head, I'm like... oh, she'll get stinky, and the kids, because we're in Hawaii, and she runs around a lot, and the kids at school will make fun of her, and peer reinforcement will make her come home and shower. She went for 9 days.
And?
9 days.
9 days?
9 days she lasted, and on the 9th day, like, it was driving me nuts. Like, she didn't care. And on the 9th day, like, I was like, oh, go get your bathing suit on. So she goes and gets her bathing suit on, her rash guard, and we turned on the sprinklers in the backyard, and I shut the patio door and locked it.
You need one of those, what are they, those infomercial, like, dog washer things? Those, like, hoops?
Yes!
Those things that turn German Shepherds white.
Yes.
lies.
Turn your German Shepherd into a Samoyed.
That's right.
Yeah, and at one point, we weren't married yet, but the husband went outside and sprayed her with the hose, and she thought it was a great game. And
Oh my god. My little brother, we could always tell when he was dating someone because suddenly he'd start showering regularly.
Oh god. Boys are gross.
He'd be stinky otherwise, and I'd be like, oh, he doesn't smell. He must be dating somebody.
You know, everybody says boys are gross, but as the mother of a teenage daughter, I am going to tell you that girls are nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're nasty.
Smelly. Everybody's like, oh, teenage boy funk. I'm like, you have not walked into the room of a girl who likes her privacy, so she keeps all of her doors and windows like super shut and has been been menstruating for the last week.
Oh god.
And Jesus. I don't wanna shame bodies because like we've all been there.
Yeah.
But oh my god, you walk in and it's like a hot box. It's like a period hot box in there. So bad.
Oh god, yeah. My daughter's gonna get her own room soon because she's rapidly approaching puberty, so yeah. I don't want her to be
locked in. It's coming for you.
Galloping towards us. Oh god. Erica, yeah, the moodiness has already started, so that's great.
Yes!
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Like, you were talking about that when baby Bi was 10. She's like, oh, she's starting to get moody. I'm like, that's a bit early, isn't it? And then I remember that I got my period when I was 11.
I was 11.
That's actually about right.
Yeah. Yep. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, I was 11 or 12, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
It tends to be earlier in warmer climates and later in...
And I hear it's
I've heard
in
that.
General getting earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like it either. And apparently, according to some study, the earlier you get it, the later it leaves. So, fuck you, womanhood.
You should just end now. Oh, I don't have children. You can just go away.
Yeah, like, I'm done with mine. Yeah.
If anyone wants it.
Come get it.
Happily donate.
This has been an interesting trip down hygiene lane.
If anybody wants to know like my survival guide to the lazy woman's bathing rituals, I will be happy to share that on a future show.
I'm sending in my ask right now because I actually haven't had a shower yet today and it's midday and it's constant, so.
Oh yeah, once I pass a certain point of the day, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not. It's not happening.
I might get in the pool. I'm in an enclosed room as well, so, and I've got my period, so all these things are vintage. If you could hear all that through, if I could just somehow make smells into an oral medium, then you would all be sharing this experience. There's also a dog in here, so yeah.
My husband swears that he can't smell it when I think I smell it. I'm like, oh my god, I can smell my crotch, and he's like, you're the only person who can. Nobody else can smell it.
I shoved my shirt in Travis's face the other day. I was like this night top. I just washed my pajama top, and I was like, it still smells like BO, and I shoved it in his face. He's like, why did you do that to me? And he's like, it doesn't smell. I'm like, I swear it does.
Well, the thing about smelling your own crotch. Why are we talking about this? The thing about smelling your own crotch is
because there are people out there like me who think it's weird and wrong, and yes, we're here to tell
it's
you it's normal.
It's normal. It's because when you're sitting down, okay, look at I'm assuming both of you are sitting down at the moment. Right now, I'm sitting down at a desk, right? And my nose is directly over my pubic bone.
Exactly.
So. Exactly. Anything that's coming up there smell-wise is going directly into my nostrils. So that's just you smell your own crotch. No, unless someone is, has their head in your lap, which, you know, their choice, or is standing leaning over you at your desk, you don't have to worry, basically. And so if your boss does that, shove her off. And you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's great.
Everything's cool.
If you want to know more about our absurd hygiene rituals or you have any other questions, you can send them to bibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebycast.tumblr.com, which also has links to our Patreon and our Twitter and all that other fun stuff.
And yes, the Patreon is patreon.com/buybuybuy. And this year, or this moment, this day, today, my children have gone back to school, so I'll be able to do some things. And,
like, do some work and stuff. Yeah, we'll get some stuff going on that, definitely.
Once I finish Kingdom Hearts, that is. So don't hold your breath.
Next, so in March, we'll start March. The Patreon rewards.
The Patreon will be started by March. Oh. It depends on if I want to get 100% completion or not. If I give up halfway, then it'll only be mid-February, so you're all good. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. I really hope you didn't turn off when the hygiene talk started, because it's all very interesting and you need to know that it's natural and normal. Yeah. It's very good.
Facts of life.
I'll see you next week. Right. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Fuck it. I'll fix it in post. We'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.